Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this is going to be mainly nonsense with Jason. We've already talked COVID. We're going to get to serious items throughout. Jason, are you prepared just for nonsense, or would you like to deep into the heavy stuff?
Well, I thought I could be here to give kind of the perspective on the anime convention.
You know,
kind of an alternative viewpoint of our first Omicron case. That's what I thought I would be here to talk about.
Do you plan on attending the anime convention?
I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun. Anime in New York City. You got to assume there is cosplay involved. I feel like this is being overlooked in this story.
Adam, would you like to be the individual who covers that part of this story, why this individual was covering the anime convention, and why weren't you there covering this for WCC Radio News?
Well, I don't think this person was covering it. I think this person was attending, correct?
Yeah. No, I think I meant you. I mean, seriously, I think this is a role you could play moving forward.
Well, what is anime? Is this some sort of sex thing or what?
Well,
oh boy,
I'm sure it is in some way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Every convention is if you try hard enough.
That's
I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of like the underlying kind of given with any convention.
No,
right?
That anime is like, it's a Japanese form of kind of animation, comic book type. Very popular.
Well, there's those kinds of
movies. I want to go back to Adam's statement, though, which I think is true. Is the bottom line for all conventions sex? Yes or no?
Oof, yes. That's why I'm not allowed to go to any conventions. My wife shut that down years ago.
Adam, are most people looking for a little something, something? What percentage of people, when they go to a convention, are looking for a little new something, something?
I'd say 1 in 4, 25%.
Ooh. Over. Darasha, yeah. Over or under 25%?
Well, I'll take the over and the under on that situation, but I think it's the over for sure.
Yeah.
40%,
I mean. Yeah. How are we doing with the convention business right now? Have we come back at all?
Well, I'll tell you this. Can I interject there? I went yesterday to the Minneapolis Convention Center because I was informed. I thought that was still one of the places to go get a test. And
yeah.
I walked all the way down to the convention center and I was told no, that their testing site has been closed because whoever's there now, whatever convention is there now, is taking up all the space. So good to know that whole pandemic thing is over and we could close up the shop there on the testing site, that we could make way for the convention. Bravo.
That's not a small location, Jason. So if this said group needs the entire Minneapolis convention area, they're doing okay.
Well, I think Adam was misinformed at the convention center. That testing site has been shut down for quite a while.
Really?
Man, how should we?
My phone said it was open. My phone never lies
Dan,
to me.
How should we feel that our news guy doesn't know this? This man is providing us with information about COVID, and he didn't know this.
Well,
it's separate. that I also didn't know it. But
well, that's it's completely different, right? That's not your role. It's the news guy's role.
Your job is to opine.
Yeah. Yes. And the news guy, of course, one of the things we're dealing with COVID is the fuzzy brain, right? So maybe, you know, I know he tested negative, but maybe that's a signal that not all is right in Adam Carter world.
Are you sure you walked to the convention center? Did you walk somewhere else?
No, I'm pretty sure it was the convention center.
All right. Thanks.
Wow.
I'm a little perturbed. A little angry at you there.
I just looked it up, by the way. CHS is having their annual meeting at the convention center.
Who's having it?
CHS.
Well, they're doing okay.
Yeah, I think they're
doing fine. You'd think they'd have it over at the ball field, right? I mean, you got that place already.
Here's the thing about all of this where I think, like, you know, when the new variants come up and all of this comes up, I think regular people who are concerned and are trying, you know, I'm vaccinated, two shots, got my booster. You sort of wonder, like, are we at the point where, like, this is the stuff that's just going to happen? Like, are we supposed to just continue with life? Or are we at a point where it's like, hey, it's time to, like, maybe dial it back a little bit? I think that's the hard thing. If you're just a regular person trying to do the right thing, you sort of feel like, what do you guys want us to do?
Well, if you want to get back to some level of everyday life, here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to vote in this lame, stupid contest that we did last year because we're a bunch of dopes and name the snowplows. Honestly, what is wrong with people? Here are some of the plowy McPlowface.
Well, that
received
was that was
65,000 votes.
It's like a dumb internet joke. That's why that got so many votes, you know.
Oh, just going to plow right past you. Just under 30,000 votes.
Pretty good, though.
Duck orange truck, 25,000.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Did you see the name that one of my friends on Twitter had suggested?
No.
Chasen Dislusha.
Dislusha. Well, of course you love that.
Well, I wouldn't tell anyone to write that in, certainly, but, you know, if you chose to, I mean, as always, if called, I will serve.
Yes.
Not Jason. Chasen. Very
Chasen. Dislusha.
Pretty good.
Stop, please, for the love of God.
Is this your take? MnDOT can't. Maybe you could try filling some potholes instead. I mean,
yes.
Who cares?
Yes, that's it.
This is all our fault. It's our fault for talking about it. It's not their fault for doing it.
I'm making fun of it. It's you and the other guy. We'll talk about it during his newscast, and you probably did 7 segments on it on your dog and pony show at 9 to 10. I'm not blaming MnDOT. Let me be clear. I'm blaming the dopes who took time, 66,000 of you, to vote plowy McPlowface.
Well, I suspect they'll have a lower turnout this year. I think last year we were desperate for diversion.
I don't agree.
I think it'll be lower.
No, I think, and we're not the only state. I got it. And there are so many dumb things that fascinate me. So I can be drawn by the shiny object with the best of them. This just isn't my shiny object. Adam, did you vote last year possibly for the truck formerly known as Plow?
I did not vote, but this year I am planning on voting.
Oh, my God.
I didn't vote last year either, just because to objectively cover this story, I didn't want to have a horse in the race, you know?
I appreciate where you draw your ethical standards on Snoby Juan Kenobi.
That was my vote.
Oh, it's God. So you stupid. Voted too?
It couldn't be stupider, but it's, you know, what are you going to do? It's like every zoo, whenever, like, they have a zoo baby, it's like, hey, you got to vote for what name it's going to be. Like, just name the koala.
Thank you. See, Adam?
I came around.
Yes, Adam, would you like to vote for the next koala that we have at Como Zoo?
Not a koala. I'd save my creativity for a different kind of animal.
Like a sea otter, maybe? A baby sea otter.
Something that isn't so popular and cuddly.
Mm. And the names are always so predictable, too, with the zoos, right? It's like, this is the whatever word for peace. Or, it's always like, come on. Let's have some fun with it.
And by the way, can I just say, I am this hogwash about this convention center thing. It's it's open. It's still online. I can go next week and get one. They shut it down for CHS.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. They had closed it kind of at the beginning of the summer when people weren't testing as much.
Yes, but they reopened it.
All right, well, then I'm
who's
wrong.
Who's misinformed now? Who's misinformed now?
Yeah.
There goes
I've got my – we have a terrific testing site in Brooklyn Park. Ours never closed, unlike
that's
the
a
cowards
duck.
In the city of Minneapolis.
Right.
Adam, that's a duck, right? I mean, he switched the topic.
It was a deflection.
Very good deflection, Congressman DeRussia.
You want a snowplow named after you?
I mean, I'm not declaring my candidacy here, but you know,
it's a pretty good name though.
I've got the Chasen DeSlusha.
Yes, that is good.
Chasen DeSlusha. Yeah.
So nice, in other words, Delusha. You're like, okay, real good.
Yeah, that's not good. What was like growing up? Let's say fourth grade. What was the name of the mean kids? So in fourth grade, that's when Mary Hartman was on.
Oh, gosh.
So right in that. So I heard that over.
Yeah.
And over. And over again. Jason, what was yours?
So for me, it was Jason DeRussia. You some kind of commie? That was it. That was what people said.
Oh, jeez.
The height of the Cold War.
Yes.
Height of the Cold War. A lot of Reagan-Gorbachev jokes.
I was going to say, Adam, he was attending a big Republican public school there.
Walking around with that Yakov Smirnoff t-shirt on.
Yeah,
Adam. How about you?
Oh, come on, yeah. Carter. Carter, the farter starter.
Sure.
I think that should be one of the plow names, Carter, the farter starter.
I did have a gym teacher who once. His name was Quitman Sullins, and Quitman Sullins was yelling at me, and he did it. He's a Southern gentleman. And by gentleman, I mean he referred to the women in our class as skirts. So gentleman, not the right term.
Wow.
But Quitman was yelling at me by going, A, Russia, B, Russia, C, Russia, D, Russia, get your butt. And then he started yelling at me. It was impressive.
I don't think you had a positive school experience.
Wow, I felt good because I wasn't being called a skirt. Like, how could I complain?
Adam, how do you think?
Was he smoking cigarettes at the time? And three fingers of scotch on the desk?
Late 80s, different, very different, different times.
Adam, if Siggy came home today and said the male teacher called me a skirt, how do you think you'd handle that?
Unless it was the ghost of Frank Sinatra, I think I might be a little upset.
Yeah.
I got one more, too. You know, my family car dealership, Bob Carter Ford, which used to be right there at Highway 494. It was Bob Carter No Starter.
Mm.
Catchy.
I still want to go back to the convention center. And the convention center says, look, we care about Minnesotans. We care about helping you with COVID. Wait, hold on. We can make some money? we don't care this week. That's pretty much the policy, right, Adam?
Yeah, right.
Who was your source on this story there at the convention center again?
It was a security guard.
Oh, well. I might want a second source before I throw the entire state of Minnesota under the bus on this one. But
there were two security guards there.
I'm doubting you. Dad, I'm looking for something a little more firm.
Dad, we have now established the news pedigree on the noon to three show. If you run into one or two security guards and they give you a nugget, we go with it.
Look. Those guys know everything that's going on in that building.
Yeah, they
actually
do.
They know more than the folks that run the building. Right. So I trust Adam Carter implicitly.
Yeah, it's probably true. It's probably true. I like to check it out. You know what they say. You know, if your mother tells you she loves you, check it out.
I've never heard that before. I mean, again, I think it's a lot about your childhood that we need to examine.
You think,
all right, we got to go.
I sound very scarred today, yes.
I think you do. I think it explains a lot. We'll get a therapist in next Thursday at 12:35. We got to fly. There he goes, slushing Jason to whatever he was again. What was he again?
Jason DeSlusha.
Jason DeLusha. That's exactly right. I'll stop talking now. Adam, who are we playing right here, right now on CCO?
Sounds like Britney Spears to me, Chad.
Do you have a guess why we are playing Free Britney right now?
Is she coming up in the 1 o'clock hour?
I hope it's a home visit. No, she turns what age today? Britney Spears. Mm. Let's go. Roger Erickson, Charlie Boone here. What age is Britney Spears today, Adam Carter?
Brittany's got to be 38.
40. Yes, ooh. There we go. She is
by golly.
40. Yes. Do we have other birthdays, Dan, or is that it?
Nah, that's all we got. We only do one on this show.
Benny Goodman would have been how old today?
Yeah, here's another one. Among the dumbest morning bits, guessing ages, and 9,000 radio shows still do it. Dumb or not dumb? Adam Carter.
I don't know, but I mean, the goal of the shows is to get people involved, and you want people talking in the car. Interact.
The game shows are massively popular right now. We're going to play a game show with Susie, 2:05 through 2:30. It's pretty much the same, right?
100%, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. Dan, were you mesmerized by, and by the way, it's way more than our station. Thousands and thousands of stations still today. You know, George W. Bush, his birthday today. How old is he? Do anything for you, Dan Cook.
Not really, no. It's kind of an easy bit, you know. Today's birthday is pick five people. There you go.
Yeah. We do complicated, heavy stuff.
Yes,
here on
yes. No, nothing low-hanging fruit on this show.
Aaron Rodgers today. Aaron Rodgers. How old is Aaron?
156. Joe Rogan could tell us how old Aaron Rodgers is. The Potter trial is moving quickly. 10 jurors already. That's right. 10 jurors already. One of our go-to best legal guests is former Hennepin County Judge Kevin Burke. He joins us early next hour. Linda's construction time check is 12:58. Time to protect your home against clogged gutters. CBS and Laura up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.